Welcome, members. Adam plugging in here on Monday night, the 31st of January, for my nightly news wrap. Everything's up on the website, questfiles.com. Hope you guys are doing fine out there, wherever you may be, in very strange times. As we move forward very fast, into 2022, we're pretty much into February now. Can you believe that? Can't believe how fast it's moving. But we move forward here, and we just keep plugging in and going over all the latest. And as I said, I hope you guys are doing fine wherever you may be out there in the world. And thanks for all your support, as always, and commenting on the website and shooting through all those links. And for the members over there on the Telegram channel, great to have you guys always posting over there. And you can also get into the Crass Files members area and post away in there. There's a great chat room, and you can find these kinds of podcasts in there. This is where I just plug in and break down all the latest. It's my nightly news wrap that I do. There's always plenty coming in, isn't there? I guess kind of dominating the alternative media news is what's happening in Canada and also now in Australia with a big convoy that's heading down to Canberra. I was watching some videos today. It looks pretty amazing. People are camping there, so they're camped out, and there's a big crowd down there out front of Parliament House. I don't think it's a sitting day, though, so ScoMo's not even there. But anyway, that's a pretty powerful message, and it's nice to see all those trucks and people coming from everywhere, and they're making the way there. And as I said, it's already a big crowd down there out front of Parliament House. I watched a video just this morning and or mid-morning, and it looks like the police have been already pushed back, so they're not going to try anything. And it looks peaceful, but just a lot of very passionate people down there chanting, and looks really good. So looks like a lot of people are prepared to camp out there, and I saw some pictures and videos. Looks like they got some kind of big area there where everyone's setting up tents and everything, so it's kind of like an Occupy Parliament. I don't know where ScoMo's going to be, though. I mean, he's such a pathetic, gutless little coward. God knows where he's going to be. He probably won't even come back this year. He's really the most useless, stupid prime minister that this country's ever had, and we've had a lot of them, and they all are, but this guy's the worst. Nobody knows where he seems to get to. He disappears all the time, doesn't he? And he pops up and he tells you you're free and you live in a free country and this is the greatest country and you don't need to get the jabs, and then he disappears for another few months and then he pops up over here and there. He's a classic. But he does protect pedophiles, and he knows he does. And there's a lot of them in our government. It's all about pedophilia, and I could already hear in the videos down there in Canberra that they're talking about these pedophile cover-ups. So it's not going to go away, ScoMo. You know it, we know it, and you're protecting pedophiles. And this is very, very interesting. So what an interesting few days. Anyway, starting off in Canada, it's been pretty remarkable with what's happening. I don't know what people think about it. Some people think that this isn't going to go anywhere. I don't know. But we did have Justin Trudeau, the man behind all of this, and he's just an ass-licking, boot-licking, you know, stooge for the new world order system. But apparently him and his family have done a runner out of the Canadian capital, Ottawa, as up to 50,000 and more truckers convoy, and they're arriving at his office, which is really interesting. And I guess really this is where it needs to go, and we've been saying this since last year. The protests are great, but maybe we all need to go to the capital, maybe, and we need to surround government buildings where these premiers and stuff are in each state or city. So, you know, Canberra is the capital, so Parliament House, and then you've got, you know, over there in Melbourne, Parliament headquarters there in Sydney and all of these. So we need to occupy Parliament House in Canberra and all over the country, really. And I guess we have to start forcing these people to stand down. I don't know how this is going to happen, but interesting that Justin Trudeau has bailed out with his family. I mean, I don't know what you guys think. It looks pretty big over there. And he has left the capital for a secret location, and it looks pretty big. I could see the videos there, and they're waiting for him. But he's going to run away, and this is like ScoMo. All these people are like that. I mean, Justin Trudeau, this guy's the biggest pathetic coward I've ever seen in my life. But, you know, some people are a little bit suspicious because this was endorsed by Elon Musk. And this guy just looks like an alien to me. I don't trust anything that he does. So that's kind of a weird thing. Look, I don't know. But it is big and it is happening. It is going on. I'm looking at images now out of the main newspapers there online. And it's just huge. Massive trucks all the way up the main street of the capital. Beautiful looking city indeed, with the snow, and so big, so many people congregating, and it's only getting bigger. So this is now happening in Canberra, Australia, as more convoys head there and more people head there. So I'm keeping track online, and especially Telegram, just looking at the videos, and might head down myself. I'll see, have a go for a drive down there. Most people will be just blocking the whole place. From what it looks like in Canada, they're just parking their cars everywhere, and it's just everything's blocked. I mean, there's no way you could drive through there. You just have to walk. It's just cars and trucks in every single direction, and there's no order to it. They've just parked there, and they've gone to the Capitol to demand that this disgusting murdering tyrant, I guess, stand down. But he's done a runner, hasn't he? He's run away, which is just perfect. There was this out of Humans Are Free as well. At first 1,000 trucks arrive in Ottawa, Trudeau conveniently isolates himself due to COVID exposure. Isn't that interesting? So Justin Trudeau, the coward, is demonstrating his panic by going into isolation until after the weekend. But he has to go back to the capital. He has to go back, doesn't he? So I guess they're just going to wait there. Video reports are coming in of the first 1,000 trucks of the Canadian convoy, so this is going back, and arrived in Ottawa on Thursday, just as Trudeau made an announcement about self-isolating himself, and he's got a tweet up here. Last night, I learned that I have been exposed to COVID-19. My rapid test result was negative. I am following the rules and I am isolating for 5 days. Of course you are, you wanker. And I feel fine though, because I don't have anything, because it's all fake and I know it's fake, and I don't have anything, and I haven't had my jabs either because I'm a fuckwit. And I feel fine and I will be working from home. Stay safe, everyone, and please get vaccinated. Can you believe this guy? Can you believe this guy? He's just an absolute... You just shake your head in disbelief. You see, he's given himself a fake virus, and he's going to work from home, and he's telling everyone to go and get vaccinated while this is happening in the capital. Just shows you the arrogance and the stupidity of these mongrels, you know, and how it is. So he's, as this article says, right, I'm sure he does. He's soiling his pants that all these thousands of truckers are on their way. And the Mockingbird media isn't covering any of it. I guess they're ignoring it in Canada, but they're in big trouble. And so interesting times as they arrive and arrive and arrive and arrive, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. I guess the whole country should just make their way there, right? Isn't that what happens? The whole country is just going to make their way there. I guess this is what happens, needs to happen in Australia, as everybody just makes their way to Canberra. But when's ScoMo? Where's ScoMo, ScoCove, and is he going to make his way back to Canberra? I highly doubt, and you won't see Greg Hunt there. You know, they don't even sit in Parliament anymore because they don't need to. They're so corrupt and so slimy and disgusting, you know. But another article that came through that was so troubling, and I haven't posted yet, but put up on Telegram, from the Toronto Sun. Warmington trucks travel great distances to be in Ottawa, so did police snipers. The sight of police with rifles on Ottawa rooftops overlooking thousands of Freedom Convoy protesters sent social media into a frenzy last Saturday. Snipers on roofs, stated a tweet with a video of police on Parliament buildings attached. The response was swift. Check out the Chateau Lurie and the NAC National Arts Centre as well, said another, so people were filming and watching. Ontario Independent MPP Randy Hillier tweeted, "This is crazy. We aren't communist China yet. Snipers on the roofs overlooking peaceful rallies, but not hidden. Is this just intimidation?" So the snipers weren't hiding themselves there in Ottawa. They were showing themselves, so trying to intimidate people, but how's that? But look what they did in Melbourne, you know, opening fire with rubber bullets onto people who were peacefully protesting. So, but others tweeted, "I've seen snipers on Canada Day. It's normal with large crowds." What a difference, however, is some sniper teams came at the request of Ottawa police to assist. Toronto police wouldn't comment, but sources say about 40 officers are in the nation's capital. The police response includes officers from RCMP Toronto, Durham, London, York Police Service, as well as the OPP, the Ottawa Police, said police resources are in place and will remain throughout the demonstrations. At this time, the crowds are peaceful and there are no major incidents. I guess there's no need to fire on anyone, right? So why are they displaying such firepower? They have to have that presence, said one Toronto police source. The people in command have to be ready for any scenario and prepared for anything. They are there to protect everybody on all sides of it, sure. But this happened with around Australia, didn't it? It happened under Daniel Andrews. What's with the firepower and the riot police and the counter-terrorism police and all these different divisions of police forces there, you know? So that's a little bit creepy, but that's what they're doing. So we, you know, I don't know where this is going to go, but I do know it's happening in Australia now, in Canberra, and it is the best thing to see. I think this is the way to go. God knows what sort of nasty little tricks they're going to play, and there were some accidents heading down there, but it's happening, and they're all on their way, and it's building and building, so it's going to be a really bloody interesting week. Anyway, just this week alone, it's going to be absolutely interesting, because I'm stuck at the moment with work and things, but I could try and get down there, but I'm just logging in with people and different channels and just trying to find out everything I can and see where this goes and what happens. It's just interesting because as Trudeau, they just leave, you know? These rotten, coward politicians, they just run away, you know? They run away, that's what happens. So they're not sitting in Parliament in Australia. Parliament hasn't resumed in Australia, so they're not there. They're not there, these bastard politicians. You know, these people who have been committing these crimes, they're not there, but are they going to come back? What's going to happen there? Are people just going to stay at Parliament? I don't know where this is kind of going or what the plan is, but we will know more soon. I posted this tonight on the website, just shows you this lunatic. This was from the Cauldron Pool. You can read it on Crass Files now. And I saw the video as well. Daniel Andrews, this compromised shit, hints at mandating 4 and 5 vaccines, COVID shots, additional mandates. Only a matter of time. And I heard the video. You're just shaking your head, aren't you? Daniel Andrews in Victoria has hinted at mandating a fourth and a fifth dose of the COVID vaccine, which is not a vaccine, saying additional mandates are only a matter of time. Can you believe it, man? Andrews was responding to comments made by Victorian opposition leader Matthew Guy, who said he would not support mandating a third booster shot. So the Premier shrugged off his remarks, saying he's mandated to follow the advice of his experts. That's his experts that follow him around, you know, the little lapdogs that sniff his butt. Which may include mandating a fourth and a fifth shot, he said. Can you believe that? Mandates are here. We didn't get to 93% without mandates. You know what's mandatory, following the advice of experts. That's his little Brett Sutton, isn't it? His little ass-licking little experts that follow him around. His little bevy of health experts. They're all criminals in bed together, you know? And he wants everybody protected, he's saying. And he just mentions here in the video, as for the fourth and the fifth, well, let's just wait and see where that goes. But being vaccinated saves lives. And you can watch the video up on the Kraz Files website as well, and click on that link. Link is an unbelievable. So here you have the Premier, this maniac, because that's what he is. He's absolutely off his head. He's completely compromised, so he doesn't care about what anyone does. And this is going back to my original comments on the last shows, that I think the people need to get in their millions. You need 1 or 2 million down there in Parliament House or wherever he is. And if the Governor Generals won't dissolve the Parliament and remove him, then the people need to go where he is. And they need to remove him themselves. You know what I mean? I think that's what I want to see. I would love to be part of something like that. How are you going to stop hundreds of thousands of people, tens of thousands of people moving into the residence that where he is, whether he's in his office, if he's in Parliament, or if he is at his house? How are they going to stop tens of thousands, you know, 200, 500, half a million people from flocking to that neighbourhood and dragging this fucking arsehole out by his big ears and throwing him on the street and saying, you're done? That would really terrify them. So just protesting and waving flags, this guy doesn't give a shit about you, and he's about to make you get a fourth and a fifth jab. Otherwise, you won't have a life, you won't have a job, you won't have anything. So this is up to the people now, and it's up to the millions of people, millions, to go and get this job done. I think take the law into their own hands. That's how I see it. And I covered that on the last shows. And so they're in desperate mode now. They're lying through their teeth on steroids. They've gone crazy. And it's now happening in New South Wales. We have the fake doctor Kevin Chant, with the horse yellow teeth up there. And now she's talking about all these COVID deaths, but she's pretty much admitting on national television that all these people are vaxxed and double vaxxed and triple vaxxed and all of this. I think I have a video here to play just in case you haven't heard it anyway, and she's going over all the numbers and all of this. So it's really incredible times to witness this. Here we go, folks.
Sadly, today we're reporting the deaths of 27 people with COVID, 17 men and 10 women, and can I extend my condolences to their families for their loss. Of the 27 people who died, 5 were in their 60s, 6 were in their 70s, 10 were in their 80s, and 6 were in their 90s. 8 people who had received 3 doses of the vaccine, 16 people had received 2 doses, and 3 were not vaccinated. And of the 4 who died who were under the age of 65, 3 were men and one was a woman. And 3 had received 2 doses of the vaccine and 1 person was unvaccinated. All 4 had significant underlying health conditions.
I mean, it's just, you can't even believe what you're hearing, can you? I mean, there they are on national television telling you that all these people who are dying all these people who were dying were all vaccinated and all were already sick. So they're just admitting to the public now that so many people in the public are so stupid, it just flies over their stupid heads because they just don't see it. You shake your head in disbelief at these people and what's going on. I just can't believe it. I think people now that you can see, and I watched another video today and a few other bit of some more information, sorry, and I can see the language in New South Wales. It looks like they're going to start mandating 3 and 4 jabs as well, because don't forget Dominic Perrottet, Clark, he's working closely with Daniel Andrews, the psychopathic coward in Victoria, so they're working together, and this is how it goes. I was just telling someone the other day, they were asking me about the lunatic in Perth. This guy's gone crazy as well, hasn't he? I better play that clip. I do have that video of Daniel Andrews. These are just these videos that get put on Telegram that they're not... I couldn't find it on YouTube or anywhere, you know? It wasn't up, so I couldn't post it on the article, but I'll play that one for you now just so you can hear it.
Advice of experts, and I think we're very close to a situation where the relevant federal bodies will determine that 3 doses is what's considered fully protected. As for 4th and 5th, let's wait and see how this goes. Being vaccinated saves lives.
Being vaccinated saves lives, and we're talking about 5 and 6 and 7 and 8, 9 and 10 vaccines, and I'm telling you what to do. God.
Don't you just want to kick him in his fucking stupid face, you know? Don't you just want to take a baseball bat to this fucking asshole? I mean, what a dickhead this guy is. He's such a dickhead, but he's still in power. He's still controlling, he's still bullying, he's still intimidating, and he's laughing in people's faces while they wave flags and protest, which is great, but it's not forcibly removing him, and that's the people's job in my book, because, as I've always stated, the people have a natural right to self-defense. And this guy is killing people, and he's openly threatening people and children. He's attacking people. He's laughing about it. I mean, if someone comes into your home and breaks in at night and threatens to kill you and rape your wife and kill your kids and steal all your stuff, you're not going to defend yourself and try to kill that person. You have to. And in Australia, we're one country where if someone... in this country, in Australia, if a filthy, low-life, scumbag drug addict breaks into your house and tries to kill you and rape your wife and kill your kids and murder your baby and rob you and shoot you, and you have a fight with them and push them down some stairs and they die, you can go to prison. And that's Australia. That's Australia. Not only did they disarm us and take our weapons, but they... The court system and the police system, they protect the criminals and they punish good people. That's what the court system in Australia loves, that they love some innocent guy, some innocent father who's paid his taxes his whole life and done the right thing and worked in the community and is a good dad and a good father, and some drug addict scumbag comes in to kill his family one night and he defends himself, and the judges love that. They want to put this guy in prison for the rest of his life. How dare you kill that drug addict that was trying to rape your wife and kill your babies. That's Australia for you, folks. That's the system. So really, Daniel Andrews is just a reflection of the entire system in this country. It really, you just look at him and you think, well, it's all, this is just what we're dealing with. They're just scumbags, pedophiles, perverts. They're just corrupt. It's just disgusting. This whole political regime, including the police forces and even military and everything in this country, the whole thing, everything in this country, the whole thing is just a disgusting, disgraceful, rotten joke. It's just pathetic. It's so bad in this country. It is so bad. The only way out is just millions of people seeing how rotten this is. But there's so many people. I was talking to an English person today that I met at the park, and I was talking to them, and he said, "I just can't believe how Australians, how many Australians that they meet, that they're just putting up with this. You know, they just can't believe how many Australian people are just putting up with this and what Andrews is doing and what these people are doing. It just doesn't matter how bad it gets. They just keep putting up with it." And I'm like, I know, dude. I don't know why. Maybe it's just elderly people. Maybe they're just stuck in their ways. I don't know why they want to be terrorized and why they want tyranny and why they want their children's futures flushed down the toilet and why they want their human rights and their dignity and their health freedoms and everything just flushed down the toilet. I don't know why they love being kicked in the head by the government. I don't know what's wrong with them. I don't understand. But it's happening. And as I've said, we can't worry about these fucking losers. We just have to move on because we don't need all of them. We don't need all of us. We just need a certain percentage to wake up and we can win this battle. We really can. But it just looks to me like people like Scott Morrison and Daniel Andrews and Anastasia Palaszczuk and Mark McGowan and these kinds of people, they're giving off the impression to everybody that they're untouchable. I mean, I look at Andrews and I watch that video of him saying, "We're going to make you get 4 and 5 and 6 jabs." He's almost laughing at the cameras, you know what I mean? It looks like Daniel Andrews has been kicked in the head really hard. I get that feeling, you know? It's like someone's kicked him in the head so hard that he's not right. It's like you need to shake his head to get his eyes back to center position. You know, he's like kind of one of those sort of people that are just, I don't know, really weird. The guy is not right in the head. He's mentally unstable. He's insane. I mean, he really belongs in a mental institution, to be honest. And it's crazy that he has such a position of power. But you just get that feeling with these people that they're untouchable and they don't care what you think. Because they're being funded and controlled and they're answering to very powerful outside forces that have nothing to do with this country. So that's pretty obvious, isn't it? They're not answering to our laws or our government or anything. They're not answering to you, the people. They're just under orders and they're following those orders through. And you get that feeling with these people and him. So he's up there in front of the camera saying, "You're going to need all these jabs." And he's trying not to laugh, you know. But he looks like he's been kicked in the head. He's got kind of wrong eyes. And yeah, he's just really mental, this guy. It's really mental. It makes me sick looking at him, you know what I mean? It's just, oh my God. He's really disgusting. Indeed. Where was the other one? I have to play it again just in case. Did I get rid of it? I don't know. I'm just going through my messengers here. Jason Woodforth, hopefully he'll be on next couple of days, sent me this. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was from the New Zealand Herald. com from New Zealand. This is Old Horseface, the tranny. It just says here, and I can't confirm this, but it says it's from the New Zealand Herald.co.nz. Maybe look it up, see what you think. The emails between government officials and multiple local councils appear to discuss the possibility of introducing the COVID vaccine into city water supplies. Did you guys see that? Into city water supplies in areas where the vaccination programs haven't reached 90%. We talked about this for years on the podcast about water and spraying the vaccines above us so they'll get as many as they can with the injections, and then they'll just put it in your water supply and in your food, and they'll spray it on you, you know, this kind of stuff. So it's wicked, wicked evil. You know what I mean? Just wicked, wicked evil. I'll just play this clip again about Mark McGowan, because just in case some of the listeners didn't hear it on the last show, it's very important that you hear this. It really defies belief.
Australian parents who are unvaccinated will be banned from seeing their own sick children in the state's hospitals under the new strict laws drawn up by Premier Mark McGowan. The tough new rules will come into play from January 31. Only those with exemptions from the vaccine or under compassionate grounds, including end-of-life visits, will be allowed to step inside the hospitals, which includes visiting their own kids. It's a hot topic this morning. For more, I'm joined by Lord Mayor of Perth.
It's a hot topic. Yeah, it's a hot topic. Like getting makeup done or talking about, you know, celebrities.
Well, they're tough, aren't they? And it's a very
tough
next step in the battle against Omicron and the battle against COVID as we try and keep it out over here, or at least try and keep
it. What are you doing about it, you fucking weak dog?
What we have known for some time is that from January 31, the measures will be ramped up even more. We also know that the one thing the premiers and the prime minister, for that matter, have been united on is the need to get vaccinated. So it becomes the ultimate test, doesn't it? If you're unvaccinated and you're going to what's deemed a high-risk area, i.e. a hospital or an aged care facility, the ability to go and see your loved one, if you're unvaccinated, may well be taken away from you. And could that be the trigger to make you change your mind? And I guess that's the force at play here. It's a tough decision, isn't it? What would a parent do confronted by that? Would it make you change your philosophy? Maybe it would, and maybe that's what the government are banking on.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically what he's saying there is, you know, we're going to threaten you until you submit and do what you're told. You know what I mean? So that's what the government are banking on. We're going to take this further and further and further until we completely ruin your lives. And it's interesting here, isn't it? I mean, are they trying to push a situation where the government could introduce martial law, or are they just pushing to that breaking point to see where the public snap back and then they'll back off? What do you reckon? Are they trying to push martial law? I don't think so, but are they? Or are they pushing to that breaking point just to break people to see when or where that point is where Australians snap and then they back off and they take it out like they're doing in London or England? You know what I mean? It's really hard to tell, isn't it? When I hear these kinds of things, I think to myself that not enough people are fighting back against this system, so that they're going further. You know what I mean? It's really hard one to tell. Anyway, I just want to play the rest of that clip because where is it? Let me get it here. I want to play the rest of that clip for you. I'll just fast forward it because this Susie O'Brien works for the Herald Sun, and I got an article on her. It's from a website called Australia's Worst Journalist, and she's on that list. And this article says this woman produces horrific gutter trash. She's a gutter journalist. Here she is.
And the Herald Sun columnist and blogger Susie O'Brien. Morning to you both.
Morning.
Baz, do you agree with these new...
If you're unvaccinated...
You fully vaccinated in this case?
I think at this point they're just wanting people to get the double dose and they'll deal with boosters a bit further down the track. But, you know, I'm all for this. I mean, this is not about the rights of parents. This is about the rights of the sick kids and the rights of the elderly to stay as safe as possible.
So that's the last bit of the clip that I just wanted to cover, and that was Susie O'Brien, SUSIEO/BRIEN. She works for the Herald Sun and is a Herald Sun columnist, so a Murdoch Media fucking whore. And I've got to do more on this to display this to as many people as I can to show them how fucking disgusting these people are. I mean, they are really they would have to be the worst gutter journalists. Well, they're not journalists, but I mean trash, columnists, in the world. These people have no heart, no soul, no dignity, no shame. No backbone, you know, no spine, no stomach. They just don't have anything. They're just nothing. They're I would respect a sewer rat more than this stupid, disgusting prostitute and liar. And here she is up there on national TV on Sunrise, Channel 7 Sunrise in the morning, saying that barring parents from seeing their sick children in hospital is a good thing, and as a parent, you don't have any rights anymore. So, as I said on the show the other night, they're gearing up to take children from unvaccinated parents, parents who aren't vaccinated or fully vaccinated, and keep in mind, you're not safe if you've had one or two, folks, because don't forget, as this stupid bitch said there, And these are the ones that look like the rattlesnakes with the blonde wigs on and the lipstick. It's a rattlesnake with a blonde wig and lipstick on. This scum of the earth, they just told you that we'll get to the 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 boosters later. Don't worry about that. That's coming. So don't forget, all these stupid people who are watching this stupid fucking ridiculous nonsense with these assholes up there talking like this, just because you've had one or two or even a booster of these COVID inoculations and clot shots, don't think that you're safe. You've done a deal with the devil and these people are demons. Yeah, so this is the gutter journalism in Australia, and it's really sick and sad, and these are the kinds of people that they're getting up there on national TV every single day, and this is the kind of stuff that they're saying. And so I just want to make people understand that just because you've had two or three doses of these, you're not safe. You know, if you don't get the fourth, if you don't get the fifth, if you don't get the sixth or tenth, they're still going to take your kids because they're going to deem you unvaccinated. And this is the main news that we're seeing across the country at the moment. They're changing the definition of what vaccinated means. Can't people fucking see this? Daniel Andrews just told you there. I just played it. They're telling you, you know, and it's coming into New South Wales. It's coming everywhere. If you don't get the third, you're not vaccinated. If you don't get the fourth, you're not vaccinated. So even double and boosted vaccinated parents may have their kids taken. And that's what these vipers push. And I really want to get out to the world, if I can, how bad these people are. These Muppets, how evil they are, you know? And why do the Australian public support them, and why do they buy their newspapers, and why do they follow these people? They are disgusting vipers. They are filthy, disgusting trash. That woman, Susie O'Brien, is a fucking media whore. And that woman is a disgusting piece of garbage. And it just makes me sick that that bitch can get up there on that show and say that. But that shows you, that proves to you how bad these people are. I mean, they are just absolutely, utterly sick in their heads that they would get up and say that. Imagine that. And you got to remember, too, a lot of these children's hospitals, and I said this the other night, so I won't repeat it too much, but just a lot of these children's hospitals where these kids are sick with blood cancers like leukemia and stuff, they were made sick because of those inoculations they got for fake viruses and diseases or whatever you want to call them. So they were given childhood inoculations, and don't forget their mothers underwent ultrasound, and then after these vaccines acting as triggers gave them autism and blood cancer and all these things. I mean, our children's hospitals all over the country are filled with sick and dying children. And don't worry, McDonald's will give you a free cheeseburger. If you support them, you know. A sick system, a sick medical system, injecting children with poison, poisoning their mothers with radiation and ultrasound treatments, and these poor kids get sick and they get put in these hospitals because of the system that fucking whore pushes. These children are sick mostly, predominantly, because of this system that fucking whore pushes, right? And those kids are sick in hospital because their parents didn't know any better. And most of them, I'm telling you, got injected with these vaccines and they became sick. And now they're sick and dying in hospital. And now this bitch is saying that if you don't get these mRNA injections, then you can't see them. You know what I mean? So, you know, as I said the other night about the hanging, these people need to hang as well. In a perfect world, sorry folks, I mean, in a perfect world, if you made me boss, that fucking bitch would be hung immediately. They really deserve it. They deserve to be hung. They really do. These media people, they should not get away with this, what they're doing. Because that is hate speech. It is pushing putrid propaganda. It is absolutely disgusting what these people are saying. And they should not get away with this. You know, it's not just Camper and ScoMo and these pedophiles and the government and all of this. It's these people in the media as well. They have to be brought to justice by the people. An eye for an eye. I mean, these people are atrocious. They just absolutely make me sick. They make me sick. This is the worst gutter journalism in the world. The Herald Sun. Susie O'Brien. I mean, these people are the bottom of the bottom of the bottom. Man, you just don't get any worse. They are so hateful and so ugly and disgusting that it defies belief that anybody could get up there and say that. Unbelievable. Moving on. This is breaking news from Australia, something we all know, but people are just not getting it, folks. From the Daily Mail, Australia is considering topping the country up with a fourth dose of the COVID vaccine. And Greg Hunt, another one that needs to hang. And this guy is so weak and so cowardly and spineless and so shifty. He's saying that they're targeting one group in particular. So Australia is considering giving a fourth COVID vaccine. God, it only feels like a few seconds ago they brought in the third, doesn't it? And everyone's kind of shocked, thinking, hang on, I got two. That's what many people are saying, I got two. Man, like, now you want me to get a third? Like, this just seems like yesterday, and now they're talking about bringing in the fourth. So the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says older Australians and perhaps those working with vulnerable patients are being considered for a fourth dose. So any older Australians who survived three shots, he doesn't like it. He doesn't like that you're still functioning in society or nursing homes, and he doesn't want you around anymore. So now we're going to give you another bullet just to make sure that you fucking die. A and that's not even worth going through. I just wanted to bring it up so people could see that. And there's countless pictures here of these demons injecting children with these shots. But so it, as I said, it only seems like yesterday they were talking about bringing in the third dose, and now it's the fourth, and then it's the fifth. So when will people wake up and see this for what it is? I just don't understand why people are not waking up to this. Why aren't they seeing what's going on here? Why can't they see it? What is going on in these people's minds that they can't see it? Are they that brain damaged? I just don't get them. I just don't get them. What does it take? Going back to the video with these sick people that I just played, this is from the mainstream media as well, and unvaccinated parents will be banned from seeing their own sick kids in Western Australian hospitals under new laws from Mark McGowan. Madman Mark, he's on a rampage, and unvaccinated parents will be banned from seeing their own sick kids unless they get a special exemption under draconian new measures being drawn up by Mark McGowan, the fuckwit. The Western Australian Premier, who has proudly touted his state will have the broadest vaccine passport rules in the country, is bringing in tough new rules on January 31st. And I was talking to a person about this today. They were confused about it. And I was saying, look, what Mark McGowan did last year, and I watched the whole thing, is that what he did is, when he was building up to the Western Australian elections, he was tough on the borders, so it gave the impression that he was protecting the state of Western Australia, but he was allowing people in Western Australia to pretty much do whatever they want. There weren't many restrictions in that state. And at the time when all of us were getting locked down and Melbourne and all of this stuff was going on, people in Western Australia were going to the beach and coffee shops and working, and they didn't really have much going on there. And so this was all part of the psyop, you know what I mean? Because he was coming up to an election and he was playing the good guy. Remember I was talking about Father's Day and all of this, how it's like everyone has to wish Daddy Mark a happy Father's Day and he's a family man and there he is. And so it was all part of the psychological operation. So the people of Western Australia got absolutely duped. Absolutely duped. And so they were thinking, hey, you know, like, he is tough on the border, but we're living really freely here and we're having a great time, and everyone in New South Wales and all around the place are all getting locked down and having their lives ruined. That's not happening to us. So even though this guy's a fuckwit and he is tough on the borders, I feel like he is protecting us, and I feel like at the end of the day he does have our best intentions at heart, and, you know, he just wants us to be going on with our lives, you know. And so when the elections hit, they voted him in, and it was the fastest pretty much result in Western Australian history. I mean, they, you know, I mean, come on, Western Australia, you know you did, not our listeners, but they know they did, and they voted him in. And they couldn't get him in quick enough. I watched it on TV that night, and it was over before it even began. I blinked, and it was over. As soon as he got in, he started acting like this. So that's basically what happened. You got fucked over. You got fucked very badly. The hospital visitation plan would see only those with exemptions from the vaccine to be allowed to visit hospitals, including to see their own children. That the state, that the government and the system makes sick. The health officer said what were deemed high-risk settings would be the focus for the government going forward as they look to clamp down on the potential spread of Omicron, which is fake, and even if you were to believe it, it's 75 times less than Delta. This includes hospitals and aged care homes, and while it doesn't stop unvaccinated people seeking treatment or being in such a facility, it does mean they can't visit friends or relatives. But think about this. Hang on, let me take the poll. Has Mark McGowan gone too far? Yes, it's cruel. No, he's keeping Western Australia safe. Let me click yes, it's cruel. Well, yeah, 76%. yes, it's cruel, and 24% no. But keep in mind what I just mentioned before, which is what people who are getting vaccinated are thinking. Once he gets you getting two, and then he says that if you're not getting the third, you know what I mean? This is going to apply to you as well. And if you've got kids in hospital, or you have your parents in elderly nursing homes, you're not going to be able to go in there because you're going to be going there and complaining that I'm double vaxxed and I've even had a booster. They're going to say, tough shit. You know what I mean? You haven't had your fourth, or you haven't had your fifth, so you're not coming in. And they'll kill your elderly loved ones in those nursing homes. And they'll kill your kids too. And they'll take them from you. And just because you've had two or three doses means shit. So I hope you understand that in your fucking stupid brains. Don't think that you're getting special treatment and that you're special because you've had two COVID jabs and Mark's going to look after you. And you're going to go here and go there and this doesn't apply to you. Bullshit. It may not apply to you now, but it will. Because if you don't get those doses that are coming up for you, then you're going to be treated worse than us. I hope you fucking understand that. In situations where visitation is permitted by unvaccinated individuals, additional risk mitigation precautions are required to be met by the individual. If we don't stop this, we're going to be living in a fucking nightmare. I'm telling you, and we already are. This is just going to get worse and worse. And they're not even going to allow unvaccinated people including end-of-life visits. So your grandma or your child is about to die and they won't let you see it. And if you see them, and if you think I'm joking, I just watched a video today. I'm trying to get a lady on. Her father died in a hospital in Victoria and she wasn't allowed in. He was still alive. I watched the video, Donna put it up, and he died, and she went in there, and she was blocked by mercenary security guards who blocked their name badges. They wouldn't show her, they wouldn't show her their names. They were blocking them, and they looked like mercenaries. They had bulletproof vests on, everything. This is in hospitals in Victoria. And they told her to get out. They wouldn't allow her to even see the body of her father. She was a wreck. She was in tears. I'm trying to talk to this lady to see if she'll talk to me. And these security guards, I've never seen anything like it. They look like soldiers. This is absolutely crazy. This is absolutely insane. This is under Daniel Andrews. How fucking cruel is this? And the next to your kids. And these same private security guards that they're contracting with them, these are the ones they're going to start bringing into schools as they vaccinate your kids without parental permission in there, because that's all we've already warned people. They're going to vaccinate your children in schools in the middle of the day without your permission. And what they're doing is they've got new crews that they're working with, and they're going to talk to your children or classrooms or individually, and they're going to manipulate them into getting that jab, telling them that mum and dad don't have a say in this. They don't have to, you know, it's up to you. And they're going to jab you in the day. And when the parents go crazy and they try to get into that school, you're going to be stopped by these new security forces. You think I'm kidding? Just keep getting your jabs, Australia. Just keep getting your jabs and you find out where this goes. Yeah? Just don't forget, with every fucking jab that you get, you're doing a deal with Satan. It would be expected that unvaccinated Western Australians wanting to visit patients, family members in the hospital settings would be required to wear PPE and possibly provide negative RAT tests prior to attending the venues. The WHO noted these rules are already in place in several other states, including New South Wales, of course, and South Australia and Queensland. Unvaccinated Western Australians will soon be banned from huge number of locations, including hospitals, gyms, cafes, play centres and bottle shops. So Daddy Mark, he's added in the bottle shops, and I saw a video on that just to really piss you off. You know what I mean? So you can go into a supermarket like Aldi. You know how Aldi or some of the other supermarkets have liquor in there? If you go in and do your shopping, you don't need a vaccine to do that. But if you want to buy a bottle of wine or a six-pack of beer, then you need to supply proof of your jabs. See, Daddy Mark knows how much Australians love their beers and their wine and stuff, you know what I mean? And their bourbon and things like this. I mean, I'm drinking gin now. I do go through Booze Bud just because it's clean and simple, and it costs me a little bit more for delivery, but they're always pretty good, and the guy just chucks it at the door for me, you know? And I just can't stand these places anymore. I will go, but I'm just saying, it's sometimes a lot easier for me just because we're busy in the day. But Daddy Mark McGowan knows that Australians love their bottle shops, so there you go. Unvaccinated will also be banned from museums, pubs, nightclubs, zoos, Crown Casino complexes, and all of this. This is all coming into place today on the 31st, by the way. And the new school year and isolation protocols for frontline workers are still to be confirmed. Mr. McGowan warned that anti-vaxxers, that's what he's calling you, an anti-vaxxer, because you don't want to be injected with unsafe, untested, experimental mRNA, gene-altering, DNA-destroying and soul-destroying technology, yeah, that will, if it doesn't kill you, will fill your blood with clots and make you fall down and die of a massive heart attack or a stroke or inflame your heart and all of this. Because people don't want that. He's calling them an anti-vaxxer. Because you don't want to destroy your life or die. And he's saying that he's threatening, McGowan is threatening the public of Western Australia that your life is going to get really difficult once he launches the vaccine passport system. Once that's in, you're fucked. You won't be able to go to football. They won't be able to work in all sorts of industries. He said earlier this month, they won't be able to go to concerts, restaurants, bars, cafes, pubs, coffee shops, fitness centers, gyms. All these things will be restricted. Life is about to get very difficult for you, he threatened. Unbelievable, isn't it? This is what this guy's doing in WA. So what are the people of Western Australia and Australia going to do about this cunt? Are they going to take it? Or are they going to step up and treat him, like I said before, as a predator breaking into your home to kill you and your kids and rape your wife? Because that's what he is. We have a God-given natural right to protect ourselves and our families and everyone around us. And this is self-defense. That the people in massive numbers pull this cunt out by his head and throw him onto the street. I'm not calling for anything violent, anything more. Go to his office, take all his books, his chairs, his computers, his whole office thing, and throw it all on the road and burn it. And the people need to occupy his office until something can be done, because protesting is not going to stop this fucking maniac. This guy's under mind control, and he's a Jesuit. This is dark shit, man. This is dark Freemason stuff. This guy's into really wicked, dark shit, I'm telling you. He's an evil, evil, evil entity. And things are only going to get worse. And the more people get jabbed and the more they take it and they do what he says, it's just going to be a bottomless pit of horror. It really is. And it's just going to get worse and so sad. So as I said, the police aren't doing anything. ScoMo's doing nothing. Look at what this guy is doing. He's threatening people and now he's doing this so parents can't even see their children. And the Prime Minister of this country has done nothing. So what makes people think that he's going to do a damn thing? No one's stopping these people. So it's up to, all I'm saying is it's up to the people now to stop them. It's up to the people to stop them. If the people don't stop them, it's just going to get worse. And I don't think we should be concerned about martial law or what the police or military... What are the military going to do? They're going to come in and shoot people? I don't think so. I think it's up to them. This is what they fear most. But unfortunately, because so many people are obedient and they're playing into this system that this guy is putting out... this is why we are seeing such madness. God knows how much longer people are going to put up with that. But people have to understand that we are all under attack. You are not in the good books because you've had a jab or two jabs or three. You are scum to these people and this guy is a maniac. And it's just the obvious, thing to do for me. I can't think of anything more obvious to do than the people in massive numbers, like in Canada. They just surround the buildings, they lock the whole place down, they lock the capitals down, they lock the buildings where these people are in, they lock it all down, so there's no way in or out, and the presence of the people is so immense that the police, no one can do anything, there's too many people. And if the police try to fire on anyone or anything, I mean, that's going to be ugly because you're looking at millions of people. You know what I mean? The greatest fear of these kinds of disgusting scumbags is the power of the people. And he is using absolute threats and a nightmarish tyranny to maintain order and control. But I'm just saying, what if, you know, a million people surrounded his offices, you know, where he is in the day? What would he do? Who's going to protect him when that happens? A million. Do you know how many a million people is? I mean, I've been to Sydney protests where there was a few hundred thousand people and it is unbelievable. You have no... It is incredible to see 200,000-300,000 people in a city centre. It's like, my God, it is so big. The police just stand there. There's nothing they can do. Imagine a million. But just go back and think a few hundred thousand people surrounding where this guy lives or where he works and forcing him out. And if he doesn't come out on this time, we go in and we take him out. They've just got a few security standing at the doors. They're relying on you being good people and not doing it. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. And I don't think we're going to see any change until the people take the law into their own hands and pull these evil entities out of those buildings. And burn all their shit. And burn the place down if you have to. This is so evil. These people are so evil. Are Western Australians going to put up with this? Because it's coming here as well to New South Wales and everywhere. She's already doing it in Queensland. We saw that in Queensland. They don't want you to be treated in hospital even if you're sick or have an accident. If you're not vaccinated. So the ambulance gets called out. Sorry, we're just going to leave you there to die. This is what they're doing. How long will the Australian people put up with this? And what's going to happen this week? Where are we going here, folks? What's going to happen in Canberra? What is building here? What are we going to see? Donald Trump has just thrown his support in breaking news for the truckers. Isn't this weird? So Donald Trump, who pushes the inoculations onto the public and the jabs, he pushes them. He does nothing to stop them. Now he's putting his weight behind the Canadian truckers. I'm a little bit weird on this one, folks. Let us know what you think, and we'll chat again on the next one. Take care.